Wall Street appears to welcome a looming war with Iraq. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged more than 282 points yesterday in hopes that months of uncertainty will soon give way to a quick and decisive U.S. victory. Similar optimism drove the price of crude oil lower, even as oil exports from Iraq slowed to a trickle. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The 3.5% jump in blue-chip stocks is not a sign that investors are bloodthirsty. On the contrary, analysts say, most would have welcomed a peaceful resolution. But David Spica, who manages a portfolio for Bank of America Capital Management, says after months of indecision over Iraq, it's a relief to finally have a better idea what's coming.
The thing investors dislike the most is uncertainty. Just knowing that there will actually be a war and that they can put that degree of uncertainty out of their minds has investors pretty excited.
Spica expects the stock market will continue to rally, but warns there are still questions about the economy, in particular what happens to energy prices. Crude oil prices fell yesterday. Analyst Phil Flynn of Aileron Trading in Chicago says oil traders are also betting on a quick end to the fighting in the Gulf.
Basically, right now you're seeing that the Vegas odd makers are making us, you know, a big Super Bowl favorite. By far, it's going to be a blowout.
As with stocks, though, the oil market is likely to see additional gyrations. Flynn expects the price to rise in the first hours of combat. He says there's still plenty of uncertainty about what the Iraqi leader might do.
If Saddam loses, will he light his oil wells on fire? Will he have the ability to send missiles towards Saudi oil wells or Kuwaiti oil wells? Even though right now we're betting on a good outcome, I think once we face the reality of war, there's still going to be some nervous mind.
What's more, there's little cushion here in the U.S. Commercial stockpiles of oil have dwindled after a cold winter and a strike in Venezuela. For now, many traders are counting on the U.S. to tap its strategic oil reserve to boost supplies, as it did during the 1991 Gulf War. The Energy Department says no decision has been made, but analyst John Kingston of the Platts Market Research Firm thinks the U.S. and other countries will open their reserves.
You know, the U.S. alone could do 2 million barrels a day without any difficulty for a long period of time, and 2 million barrels a day is about what Iraq is exporting right now. So filling the gap left by Iraq departing the market because of war is not that hard.
There are also reports that Saudi Arabia has chartered tankers to deliver up to 30 million barrels of oil to the U.S. to offset any disruption. It will take time, though, to refine that oil into gasoline. The Energy Department said yesterday Americans are now paying a record price for gas, $1.73 a gallon, 44 cents more than a year ago. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.